All right, good morning and welcome to the Stock Market Update. Today is Wednesday, March 23rd. And yes, I'm on the road again. I'm traveling. I'm in Santa Monica. Boy, Mark, it is early here. Jeez. But hey, we have a lot to talk about. Yeah, because yesterday, I mean, markets bounced back, shaking off Powell's comments. Crude oil is on the move again. Tesla up 8%. We'll take a look at why that is. And then, as you can see in the title, Revenge of the Meme Stocks, GameStop. Up 30% and again moving in pre-market trading. So we'll take a look at this and we'll tell you why we like down days. So we'll take a look at this and some possible trades here according to the wheel strategy. Anyhow, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodgson. Together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry, we have a special video just for you that I'll link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. Okay, Mark, trying to wake up here. I got up at 4:30 this morning. That's just brutal.
Yeah. I normally get up at 5, but still, I feel your pain. It takes
good
a little
for you, good for you. Okay, so looking at the markets yesterday, I mean, on Monday, Powell surprised everybody and said, you know what? We might actually raise interest rates by 0.5 percentage point because inflation is running way too high. And this is kind of the first time that he said this. And markets were a little bit all over the place, but then yesterday, kind of shaking it off.
Sure. And, you know, this is where just last week he basically said that the U.S. economy could, you know, handle or shake off this inflation. Yes, it's a concern. Yes, it's a big deal, but the economy is strong. And then coming out saying that a 0.5 point could be on the table. And so traders are just trying to look at every angle. Does this mean he's going to be more aggressive? Does it mean later on he'll be less aggressive? Does it mean that he's going to be aggressive and continue to be aggressive because there's a huge problem? And we saw that indecision on Monday. But yesterday, like you said, the markets just kind of shook it off. I mean, the S&P was up over 1%, 1.1% adding 50 points. And the NASDAQ also higher. The NASDAQ up almost 2%, finishing higher by 270 points. And the Dow up almost 0.75%, adding 254 points. So the markets just kind of open and drifted higher throughout the day, finishing near session highs in a real nice day.
Yeah, and then we had also good news from crude oil yesterday. Today, a different story, but yesterday, crude oil was moving lower because, I mean, there was this fear. Okay, the EU is considering banning Russian's oil, but then the European countries are very dependent on this. So this were yesterday, there were these rumors like, okay, it's not very likely that it's going to happen. But then this morning, again, news like, oh no, we're going to try to do that. And so this were Biden today is traveling to Brussels, where he'll talk with other European leaders about putting more sanctions on Russia. And more sanctions possibly mean more energy, energy sanctions. And this is why crude oil on the move again this morning.
Yeah, up more than 3.5%, trading at $113.27 a barrel. And yeah, this is a tricky situation. It's hard to know where this is going to end up. And we just see that huge volatility, you know, from 92 to 130 down to 96, back to 113, just these huge, huge ranges because there's just a ton of uncertainty with oil.
Yeah, and if you look at the Fibonacci numbers, I know that we looked at it yesterday for the S&P. We are right now at the 50 level. So that's what we retraced right now from the high all the way going down here and right now bouncing back 50%. So let's see what is happening here. Definitely moving the markets pre-market. And we'll take a look at the markets and what's happening in the futures markets in just a moment. But let's actually talk about Tesla. Tesla yesterday, huge, huge move. I mean, up, almost 8%, 7.9%. Do you see what happened there?
Yeah, nice move. And it sounds like this is tied to Tesla looking to open its first manufacturing hub near Berlin?
Yeah, actually, they opened yesterday, and I think they produced the first 30 Teslas. And Elon Musk promised that when they open, because there were lots of delays, I mean, a 9 month delay. And this is where he said, you know what, when they open, I'm going to dance. And he sure did. Dancing he was.
That's really awful,
there you
it?
Go. And it's also interesting because, I mean, this factory is supposed to produce 500,000 cars per year, which is more than Volkswagen would do in his electric cars, in its electric cars. And Volkswagen is the car manufacturer in Germany. I mean, it's under the Volkswagen brand, we have Porsche, we have Audi, we have just a bunch of cars there. Anyhow, so this is why Tesla on the move.
Interesting. And it sounds like Austin, Texas is next for Tesla, right?
Yeah, they're building a huge gigafactory in Austin.
So interesting.
We'll all right. Well, GameStop. I mean, the return of the meme stocks yesterday, GameStop up 30%, kind of out of the blue. At first, it saw, looked like it because yesterday there were no real news that were supporting it. But then we saw that there was an SEC filing. Did you see what happened?
Yeah. So Chairman Ryan Cohen, he reported that he had purchased an additional 100,000 shares. So his stake in GME is now 11.9%. It sounds like that led to that rally. But that's still, I think, a pretty decent move to help the markets. And that might sound weird when we're talking about GameStop, but when we have people willing to take risk in names like this, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, and then with GameStop making a comeback here, also AMC had a move yesterday, up 15% yesterday. So not as much as GameStop, but also, seeing some revival here in the meme stocks.
Interesting moves for sure. And that follow through, that carryover into AMC.
Yeah.
Maybe risk on.
It almost seems like this. Well, talking about risky stocks, I mean, we're staying away from Chinese stocks because they've just been crazy. I brought up Alibaba here, the symbol ticker Baba. But also yesterday, Baba up 11%. And if you look at the move here that happened over the past few days, I mean, we see a move here of what, 62% to the upside, more than 60% that Alibaba was moving. And so let's talk about Chinese stocks for a moment and why they are in the spotlight.
Sure. So a lot of this is tied to speculation that Chinese stocks will be delisted from U.S. exchanges. What's, you know, going to happen there? Can they stay? And so regulators in China have told some domestic companies listed in the U.S. to draw up audit documents for 2021, which would be in line with a request from U.S. authorities for more disclosures. And so this was a Reuters report, and it sounds like traders like the idea because Alibaba jumped and is continuing to move higher off of those lows when it really seemed like there was a delisting concern. Also, Pinduoduo up yesterday.
Yeah, Pinduoduo yesterday up, what, 18%. So is it time to trade Chinese stocks? I mean, we will take a look at an example here of PowerX Optimizer and the wheel strategy, because this was a comment that came up here on the video where people wanted to know, okay, so how exactly does it work? But before we do this, let's take a quick look here of what's happening in pre-market action. And brought up the E-mini NASDAQ futures here. Overnight, pretty quiet, but then, this is pretty much from the European session when Europe opened. A pretty good slide to the downside here, and it seems that we are opening lower today.
Yeah, looking at a lower start, futures down 0.5% plus, NASDAQ leading the way. So that's not a bad thing for us.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about it, because we kind of like down days. And here's why. We like to trade the wheel strategy, right? And when trading the wheel strategy, the idea here is first to sell puts. And this is kind of something that Warren Buffett used to do, for many, many years. I don't know if he still does it, but the idea is of buying stocks at a discount. So here I brought up AMD because this was an example that popped up yesterday on our scanner. And AMD right now yesterday was trading at $114. And so we see AMD, what was moving over the past year from $70, doubling, more than doubling to $160. Now you might say, you know what, AMD is actually a good stock and I want to get in it. I want to own AMD, but instead of buying it outright, especially at this level here at 114, we could just sell puts at 106, right? Which basically means that we are collecting some premium there. And let's take a look at the premium that we could collect when doing this. Or should we first, let's talk about it. So what happened when we are selling puts here, Mark?
So when you're selling puts, you are taking an obligation to buy shares at that strike price. So in this case, we are looking at the 106 or the 107. That's what the scanner shared with us. And if we sell puts, we are collecting premium. So the put buyer is paying us, but we have to buy shares at that strike if the stock is trading below that strike price at expiration.
Right, but this is kind of what we want, right? This is where it is important that we only trade stocks that you really want to own. But if you look at AMD over the past year and you say, you know what, yeah, I want to own AMD at 106, then we could add it to the calculator where it then shows exactly, okay, what would happen? This is a quick trade. This is only until the end of the week. So today is March 23rd, so it would only be for 2 days. And we could collect possibly around $44 in premium, which means that based on this account size, around $400. And I mean, that's not bad, because if you think about the $400 here in just 3 days, in annualized percentage points, that would be 50% annualized. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and here's the nice thing. If the stock's trading at 114.76 and you decide to buy shares at 114.76, the only way you make money on that trade is if the stock goes up, right? That's the only way. However, with the put, you collect that premium up front, and if the stock goes up, you still get that premium, and it's 50% annualized based on the days left to expiration. If the stock goes sideways, you still get that 50% annualized. If the stock falls, you still get that 50% annualized. So here you could make money in all sorts of scenarios where, as a stock owner, you only make money if it goes up.
Right. So this means basically AMD could drop another 7% and we would not get assigned and just keep the premium. But if we get assigned, this is when we are selling calls, and this is what we have been doing recently against our existing positions. And I just checked it. I mean, for the months thus far, I'm up a little bit over $20,000 just in selling calls and selling puts here. So I mean, especially when the markets are as crazy as they are right now, right? I think this is still a pretty solid strategy, because we know that right now buying the dip definitely makes sense. And this is what we are doing, is kind of buying the dip on steroids, right?
Sure. Sure. You know, I'd be happy to buy certain stocks if they've fallen by 5-10%. And in the meantime, collect some nice premium. And like you said, it was a great month to collect premium, trading quality names and at strikes that we want to own the shares.
Yeah, we can hop over here and quickly take a look at Boeing, because that's a quick one-day trade that we did. I mean, Boeing, we sold the 167.50 put, and we did this on Monday. And yesterday, because Boeing was rallying, we were able to buy it back. I bought it back for 10 cents, so making $72 per option here in just a day. And that's not bad at all. And this were based on, if you would trade this, let's go back to the calculator here with the 500,000 buying power account. That's also almost close to $500 here. Not bad at all. I'll take that.
Not too shabby for one day.
All right. So this, and you see, so why do we like days when the markets are heading lower, as it seems right now going into the open? Because when markets move lower, there's more premium in the puts. And when we are selling puts, we want to see more premium. So for us, actually, having a higher VIX, the fear factor, it's good. And this morning, it seems that we are up here in the VIX by 4%, still trading at pretty low levels compared to what we had in the past few weeks. But this looks like it would be a really good trading day here coming up for us.
Yeah, volatility creeping up a little bit, down a little bit is also a good thing. So hopefully we'll find some nice opportunities today.
All right, so we'll get started here with trading. And if you would like to know more about this wheel strategy and how it works, I'll link to a few videos right here that you can take a look at. And if you found this helpful, tune in again tomorrow and we'll tell you more about what we do and how we trade. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.